On February 11th, 2011, this is Polling You, number 39, part 2 on day 5, more of environmental factors 6 through 10. Bridge friends, this is Michael here at Bridge Hands. We're going to go ahead and try hand number 1 a third time and more. So, okay, let's take a look and see how our opening leader does this time. You'll recall the auction went 1 heart, 2 clubs by east, 2 diamonds by south, passed by west, 2 no trump by north, passed out. The opening lead, once again, it's going to be the 6 of diamonds. And look at this. This time, west didn't go up with the queen. Good for you. West, you should have taken a look at the hand, seen that there was ace, jack, 10, 9, 8, 5 times in dummy. If our partner led a 6, it certainly wasn't fourth best. And knowing that there was 2 diamonds bid to the left in south's hand, certainly was just making a desperate lead, which we kind of anticipated. We with 4 points and them showing an opening hand up in north, and we can see 9 points in south. We understand our partner has a tough lead, so we're just going to hold back with our 7. And thank goodness, as it turns out, it was a stiff singleton king in north. Okay, north, what is your play? Well, north this time is going to come back with a 2 of spades to the ace. We're going to have to speak more about that later also. At any rate, south does win the trick, and it looks like it's the pursuit of the diamond quest, trying to promote the suit. Ace of diamonds. East and west follow, and south pitches a 3 of hearts. The jack of diamonds catches the queen from west hand. East follows. So the suit split 5-4-3-1, didn't it? All right, and after the jack won by the queen, what does west play? Well, west's taking a good look at the dummy, thinking about the different options, and he likes to come back with a heart. Yes, there was only a singleton heart. Played a 6 of hearts. Might have played a 9 from a top of a sequence, but at any rate, played the 6, caught the 10 by the north hand, and the queen splitting the honors by east. Who comes back with a king of hearts? See, some hearts were pitched earlier by the north hand and knocks out the ace. North, what is your play? Comes back with a 2 of clubs, is trying to get to that 10 of clubs in dummy, but east says not so quick, plays a queen of clubs to make sure there's no entry to those diamonds in the dummy, and comes back with a heart. Yes, after knocking out the ace of hearts and seeing some hearts pitch, goes to partner's 9 of hearts. Okay, so the heart suit was a 5-4-3-1 also, wasn't it? Let's take a look now and see what West is going to do next. Looking at the dummy, doesn't want to play a diamond, comes with a 6 of spades to a 10, a hard guess here by North, not sure whether to play the 10 or the queen, but because East bid 2 clubs, figured that there was a king held by the East hand. King of spades wins by East, who then plays the ace of clubs. North and south following, with a jack coming up on the north hand, playing a clubs, won by the king, who then wins the jack of spades. But whoops, what's this? North-south only had 6 tricks. East-west had 7. Down 2. Taking a look at the hands again. Can't we do a little bit better? That you would hope to get 4 diamond tricks. Looks like you ought to get a couple club honors, only missing 2 of the top 3. And how about in hearts? Got an ace of hearts, an ace of spades, possibly the queen 10 might work. Let's try this again. All right, hand number 4. As we will see later, a diamond lead can actually still be made by the north-south, but I'm sure some of you are wondering about leading a club suit. So let's have this time where there's a fourth best club lead. Just see how we do that way. So out comes the 8 of clubs. Everybody follows, and a jack is won by the north hand, who plays a king of diamonds. This was a fine lead, but the play in the south hand was not. It should actually overtake with the ace. This doesn't seem very intuitive, does it? But because the club was led one time, we can't try getting to this 10 of clubs anymore. As it turns out, they're going to go ahead and cover when we try to go ahead and play to the 10. So that's not going to be an entry. So at this point, after that club lead, and we thank East for letting us win with our jack, we need to take the king of diamonds and overtake it with the ace. Notice we only have one outstanding diamond missing, the queen, and that way we can eventually get in with the spade. But unfortunately, North didn't think the handout as well as they should have, and we'll see what the consequence is. So, next comes with a two of clubs, and East is a sentinel, the queen of clubs, waiting in the darkness, and wins the trick. Who then plays the ace of clubs, smothering the 10, and plays another club, knowing that eventually should get in with the hearts, because there was a one heart bidder to the North. So it goes ahead and gives a club from the diamond, pitches a spade, and partner West plays a six of hearts. Okay, North, you're on lead. What's your play? A little difficult, isn't it? Plays a spade over to the South ace, plays the ace of diamonds, hoping that maybe the queen might fall. It doesn't. And a spade is played back to the 10, a brave play. We're hoping that perhaps the jack is held by the West hand, and the king, sure enough, does cover, who then plays that last club, so was able to promote a club there. And everybody pitches. Now a diamond rather than the heart, knowing there's no entries and can get to West's diamond suit, who then plays a heart back. North wins with the ace, has been waiting, and promotes the queen of spades on trick 12, jack played by the West hand, and a 10 of hearts is covered both by East and West. So North-South, seven tricks, down one. East-West, six tricks. And as you'll recall, after trick one, what happened on trick two was that a common error that we all can make, the king of diamonds was played, was not overtaken by the ace of diamonds, providing that very valuable entry. So we need to take a look in this type of a scenario where we're only missing one outstanding and we do have a limited entries to consider overtaking it. Okay, so it turned out with the club lead, they were able to set the contract. So on hand variation number five, this time we're going to start with a splitting of the king, queen of hearts. The king comes out and our partner West gives an encouraging eight. Declare does not take. We know at this point it's a 5-4-3-1 hand. We can see that there's singleton of the dummy. North would have rebid two hearts had they had six. So, East continues with the queen of hearts. Partner goes with a six, confirming that it's a four-card suit. And Declare ducks once again. Should we go with a third heart? This could be a bath coup. You know, a bath coup, that's a variation where you have a couple of honors and you let them go ahead and play the first one so you can promote the suit. And sure enough, if we play the seven of hearts, they're going to get the next three tricks. But this East is a little bit curious, is not so sure they want to continue the suit, so decides to go ahead and switch to the diamond. So plays a four of diamonds. And West, you did good not to play the queen. You countered it out. And you could see that this was a scenario where it was best just to hold your queen back for later. North wins with a singleton king. North, you need to have a play strategy, and you know that there is about 13 points or more to your left, to the east hand. So what are you going to do? You need to get to the dummy. You've got one entry with the ace of spades, but you need another, and you're going to try getting in with the 10 of clubs. So you play a low club, and sure enough, when East does not play the ace. If they do, you'll have some extra chances to get to the suit. So you come in with a 10, play your ace of diamonds, pitching a heart, play the jack of diamonds, is covered by the queen by West, who then plays a low spade. Covered by the 10, probably didn't need to in North, probably could have played low since you're going to go up with ace in the South anyway. Played the king by the east hand and an ace of spades by South, promoting your two diamonds, pitching a spade from North. Other people pitch as well. And on the nine of diamonds, we get some more pitches. So we have six tricks. We need two more. We have the ace of hearts, and we have the queen of spades. How do we play this? The spade up to the queen, cashes out the ace, and it looks like it was a tennis situation. And so the east player takes the last two tricks, making eight. Very well done. We had some good play there on both sides, didn't we? Okay, on hand variation number six, we're going to get into counting. Yes, I know, counting hurts sometimes. Counting isn't always easy. Do we count suit shape? Do we count distribution? Do we count high card points? Well, this time, let's focus on high card points. We know that after the one heart that there was a two club bid, an opening hand over here. And everybody can see the dummy that there's almost 10 points, a 9-point hand. And that doesn't leave too many, maybe, less than a handful over here by West. So this time, East is going to lead a diamond. And it's won by the king, coming back with a club, and the 10 holds. That means that there's nothing higher than the 10 held by West, doesn't it? All right. Next, we go with the ace of diamonds. East-West follow. A jack of diamonds, for some reason, not covered yet by West. And another diamond, this time is covered by West, and we get an eight of clubs by East. Have you noticed so far that there has not been any honors that have been played by the East hand? Something we should be paying attention to. Okay, we go ahead and see a heart come back, looking at the dummy, knowing that there's no opportunity there with other than a singleton. And so it's won by North's ace. North, you need to get back to the south hand, and you do so via the ace of spades. Okay, still no honors played by East. We cash the nine of diamonds, get a nine of clubs. Remember that there was five clubs that were started by the East hand, and we've seen several pitches. So, okay, what are you going to play next? Comes with a low spade to the 10, not to the queen, right? We know that the East hand has an opening hand. We haven't seen any honors yet, so it means that's about all there is left. So I think we would want to play a high honor for the East hand. They wouldn't have a four-card suit, or they would have probably led that, wouldn't they? They led diamonds. That was kind of a desperate lead. So this was a good play by playing a low spade to the 10. All right, next comes a king of hearts, cashing out, a queen of hearts. And what do we have here? North-south have won seven tricks. And look at the end play situation we've got there. Very good play by North this time. They'll have to cash their ace of clubs and concede the queen of clubs to North's king. And we can see, looking back on this, that there was not really any way out for poor East. There was no way they could unblock the end play in the scenario. So it was an interesting way to play the hand, a little bit different this time, not quite the final solution. But I did want to stress on you is that one of the things we should be looking at is at high card points. And we should be watching someone who's overcalled at a two level, meaning they have opening values. And in this case, a five card club suit. North made very good use of that and was able to do an end play at the end. Also had to do the guess on who had the jack of spades. And since there was so many honors that were held by East, elected to go ahead and play a lower suit finesse. So we talked about connected honors. This time they weren't. We had to make a guess. But after winning the ace, cashing out the diamonds, using the 10 for also an entry, there is a play of the low spade to the 10 that worked very nicely. Challenging play, but I hope you picked up a couple things on that variation. So those of you with the free membership, I hope you enjoyed this. Those of you with the Ultra and Premium, please go ahead on to our next segment, to part three, and we'll get into a couple more advanced variations to show you some more tricks, trips, and traps. And we'll have another hand that we'll take a look at to kind of wrap things up for our environmental factors. Okay, all, we'll look forward to seeing you on part three. Thanks for coming.